And so, you know, Flux of Fathers is a story told by a survivor. But unfortunately, in Japan, we don't have enough survivors, you know, to tell the story. And so, yeah, it's a really sad thing in Japan. And so we had to make this film from the letters. And we researched a lot of military report and novels and books and right. It's probably this movie should be a great opportunity for people to think about the reality of a war in Japan.
Well, actually, that wasn't my question. It was, what are your the personal memories of your own family? What was happening to them during the war?
Yeah,
well,
祖父母が戦争の経験。
My parents, my father did not go to the war. He's 76 years old. My grandparents did not tell about the story of the war. And so all of the people is the same in Japan. You know, no one talk about the war, and no one tell about the story of the war. Yeah, it's dark, too dark.
Here in the States, we have, when in school, we learn about history, we learn about World War II, we learn about Iwo Jima, you know, maybe not so much, not as detailed as in the movie, but I mean, in Japan, is the same thing where they have a history. I mean, a lot of stuff in this movie is stuff which is just very commonly known, at least in terms of how they fought off and how they had to dig tunnels and how there's so many people died. And I mean, was all that stuff common from the school, from your schooling, or?
No, unfortunately, we didn't have enough education and information in Japan. And I don't know why it's so, most importantly for educate about the true history in Japan. And so, yes, we have educated about atomic bomb and
Hikaisha.
From victims. But yeah, we both we had both experience as victims and Kagaisha.
The asylum.
Asylum. Mm-hmm. And so we had to learn about the true history. Right.
How emotionally challenging was it for you to depict the character that you did, and did it touch you in a way as you're doing it?
Right, and so he had studied in the United States and Canada twice for 5 years, and he totally understood about the industry and economy and American feelings and the military style. And right, I also have working in United States for 5 years, and I love this country. I love the life of United States in United States. But unfortunately, he had to fight against the United States. It's somewhat related, but I could not imagine and understand about his feelings. But I thought he was so struggling. Right.
Mm-hmm. And did you get to talk to any people from that time at all? That were a part of it?
No.
I have a sense from the, I've always sensed about this culture that the under 25 generation in this, for them, Flags of Our Fathers or any World War II saga is, they relate to it as much as they would relate to the Revolutionary War or the Civil War, which is that it's not part of their world at all. And I was just wondering if you had a judgment or an insight as to whether there was any more of a understanding for or feeling for past generations in Japan, and whether the younger generation over there, which I sense is even more American than Americans are, under, you know, relate to this tale in any way.
Before shooting, I discussed the young actors in Japanese. You know, I realized I also did not know the true history. Yes, and so we have to learn together. And so it's the same thing after seeing the movie is for young Japanese audience. And so it's a good opportunity. It's so for future to understand about the tragedy of a war, and I never want to fight again. I never want to have war again. Yeah.
It seemed to me like that Clint really captured the feel and the pacing of a Japanese film. I'm a big fan of, I can't remember the director's name, he did Twilight Samurai, he did, but I mean, it had very much that pacing. But how do you feel this movie will be received in Japan? Because it's made by an American director, American producer, production company, do you think they'll be able to receive it? I mean, obviously a lot of people here have enjoyed it, but I'm curious how you think the people over there will receive it.
監督したこの日本映画っていうのはどのように受け止められたの
？Before shooting, I little bit worried about that. You know, how could he understand about the deep feeling of the Japanese? But he was really open-minded, and he allowed us to create the dialogue in Japanese.
God bless you.
And you know, it's I and other cast in Japanese and to try hard to understanding and to Japanese traditional soldiers' feelings and create each dialogue, each character's dialogue. And so something I suggested to Clint, if General Kuribayashi kill himself by American gun, and we could more complicated the character, and so he added more idea on top. It's a really good collaboration to make this film and story,
right?
And yes, you know, it's a good memory of me, of mine, you know. It's the final day of shooting in Iwojima. End of shooting, and we climb up the Mount Tsubaji, and we pray together for memorial of both countries. And after that, we took a photograph. The prop master took out the American flag, and he said, "Ken, please hold this." And he took out the Japanese flag. I have hold on this. And we took a photograph. And so, yeah, I was so impressed because whole meaning of this movie, you know, 61 years ago, we were enemies. But today, we could make this film together. And if doing so could help understanding each other, yeah. It's a great meaning for this movie.
What do you want the audience to walk away with after seeing the film?
Here or Japan?
Both.
Yes. It's a similar feeling. You know, all of the people could not understand about, could not know and understand about this tragedy. And so, what always brings only tragedy, and yeah, just same feeling after seeing the movie. Yeah.
How do you feel about all the Oscar talk? It seems like same thing with Memoirs of a Geisha. Geisha when it came out, seems like every time you come around, there's now there's Oscar talk for your performance. Is it nice to know that the American audiences and the journalists are appreciating the performances of other actors in other countries? And can you talk about that a little bit about the?
Yeah, before screening is so we're a little worried about the reaction because on the subtitle movies, right? But it's so. We are so surprised, you know, it's a great reaction in here, and so, yeah, it's good for the movies, you know, because many hours will influence more people to see it, right. Really great understanding for foreign country films, foreign country language, and the foreign country cultures, right?
Prior to shooting, had you visited the sacred land in Iwo Jima? Like there's a sacred ground?
Right now, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's no general people living, and so just base.
Only base,
right.
So no one can actually go on it?
It's a hard permission we need, right.
Do you know what's there on the sacred ground?
On the sacred ground, you need the
eye. I can't tell about that.
Secret.
There are some 200 survivors. According to the absolutely strict orders of the Japanese command that they were really not considered an honorable end to survive Iwo Jima. Did I misunderstand that part? I mean, mm-hmm. They expected them to not survive, not surrender.
Truth, yes, but educated.
Has there ever been any expressions of any idea of how those men felt and how they coped with returning to Japan afterwards in under a somewhat, by Japanese standards, shameful circumstances?
The survivors,
it's about surrounding, you know. After I went back to country, and so as a whole family ashamed of the life and of Salando, and it's wrong era in Japan, I think.
Everybody looked down on not just the soldier that survived, but also the whole family was looked down upon.
How are you about going back to do Japan, do movies in Japan? You've done three or four back-to-back American movies, even though they were set in Japan. How do you feel about going back to doing Japanese films if there was a case? I mean, at this point, are you comfortable with Hollywood that you wouldn't want to go back there, or would you? What's your feelings on that?
Me?
You? Yeah.
No. Yeah. So I'm totally Japanese actor and my. My nationality is still Japan, right?
But doing movies there, here you have a bigger budget. You can probably, it's a little more comfortable to make movies here. I mean, and there seem to be roles coming your way, which is very, you know, which would be kind of rare, you think, but.
I guess, it's filmmakers' surrounding is so changed, you know, it's more borderless. And I can work anywhere, and I can live anywhere. Yeah.
I was remembering something that Rod Marshall, the director of Memoirs of a Geisha, said.
Uh-huh.
Because some people were saying that they thought it queer, a bit odd, that it was everyone was speaking in English. Chinese actors speaking in Japanese.
Yeah, right.
And Rob Marshall's explanation at the time was he felt that he couldn't direct that film unless it was English because he doesn't understand Japanese. And then Clint comes along and he just has shot it. I don't know if Clint is fluent in Japanese or not, but he shot it and it seemed to have come out okay. I was just wondering if you had any reflections on that.
In Japanese premiere, Quint said, I'm Japanese director, but I cannot speak well. But, you know, and so we definitely make this film in Japanese because historical, true history in Japan. And so we fight against the United States. Yeah, we could not speak in English, you know. And so, yeah, Quint and American crew had a great challenge for this movie, you know. And but we got a good collaboration, and they totally try hard to understanding about the Japanese feeling. Yeah.
But was this experience very different than the other American movies? I mean, because obviously you had a Japanese cast.
Yeah, I felt tried to Japanese movie. Yeah. To introduce about the Japanese feeling to Quint, right? It's the first audience. Quint was first audience in here, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
But when you were making Memoirs of the Geisha, wasn't there some discussion about whether perhaps you could shoot one version in Japanese and another in American? Because it just didn't seem right.
Yes. Before shooting, but we don't have a budget. We don't have a time. We didn't have a time.
How do you feel about... How do you feel about the movies, the war movies that have been made by Hollywood, and how the Japanese characters have been portrayed, and how do you see this as contrasting with those images?
Hollywood の戦争についてどう思いますか？特に日本人が描かれている場合、それと比べてこの映
画は違うんでしょうか？ Yeah, Quint did not want to show the hero of this movie, you know, just tragedy. And so, yeah, I also feel that, and felt that, you know, it's a really good movie. It's kind of like a documentary. Yeah, we could show the truth of war. It's the most importantly, yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
See you again.